بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال عبد الله: فحسبت ما كان عليه من الدين فوجدته ألف ومئتي ألف. We are still in this chapter of amanat, that a person must fulfill the trust, the amanat which is upon him. And here the particular amanat that is being referred to is that when a person passes away, then his inheritance must be distributed correctly according to Shariat. That is also an amanat. It must not be done according to any other form of will, his own desires, or going to the lawyers, or etc. It must be a proper Islamic will. And then it must be executed as soon as possible after the person has passed away. So, Hazrat, we are reading the riwayat of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that his father made his wasiyat to the son Abdullah and explained to him his financial position and told him to sort out all his inheritance properly. So here we read further then, فَحَسِبْتُ مَا كَانَ عَلِيهِ مِنَ الدَّيْنِ. And then I took stock of all how much he was owing people money. And that also, as we had explained, it wasn't a normal loan as we understand. But people came and they gave him amanat trust to keep. And he said that I'm not prepared to keep it as a trust, but give it to me as a loan that I have to pay it back to you. Because in amanat, it is very, very hard to maintain and do things correctly. But in a loan, it's a loan, so it's your money now. You loaned it and you can use it as you want to, and then you have to pay it back. So he said, I now worked out how much my father was owing. فَوَجَدْتُهُ أَلْفَيْ أَلْفٍ وَمِئَتَيْ أَلْفٍ. I found it to be 2,200,000. Dinars, or how much he was owing people, 2,200,000. وَلَقِيَ حَكِيمُ ابْنِ هِزَامُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ابْنِ زُبَيْرِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ. Then Hakim ibn Hizam met Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the son of Hazrat Zubayr رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمْ, and said, فَقَالْ يَا ابْنَ أَخِي كَمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِي مِنَ الدَّيْنِ. Oh, the son of my brother, that is my nephew, how much loan did my brother have? My brother who has passed away, what was his loan? How much was he owing? فَكَتَمْتُهُ وَقُلْتُ مِئَةُ أَلْفٍ. I did not disclose the actual and true amount. I just told him 100,000. Whereas it was 2,200,000. And I told him it's just 100,000. فَقَالَ حَكِيمٌ. Then my uncle Hakim told, وَاللَّهِ مَا أَرَى أَمْوَالِكُمْ تَسْعَى عَلَيْهِ. By Allah, I don't think that the amount of money you have got, you will be able to pay the 100,000. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Then Abdullah said the actual figure. He said, أَرَيْتُكَ إِنْ كَانَتْ أَلْفَيْ أَلْفْ وَمِئَتَيْ أَلْفْ. And then, what do you think? If it is 2,200,000, he told him it's 100,000, and he said that I don't think you can manage to pay that. Then he told him, no, it's not 100,000, it's 2,200,000. His uncle told, مَا أَرَاكُمْ تُطِيقُونَ هَذَا. I don't see you being able to pay this amount. And then further he told him, فَإِنْ عَجِزْتُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ فَاسْتَعِينُوا بِي. And if you cannot manage anywhere and it is difficult for you, then come to me, I will help you. So he gave him this, he offered his help to him and said that whenever you have any difficulty, come to me, I will help you. Further we read that what happened and how without the help of his uncle, and how Allah Ta'ala had given barakat, and how he settled all those debts. May Allah also give us tawfiq to do things And a very important lesson here, to trust in Allah. That you put your full trust in Allah and Allah opens the ways. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.